Hi, my name's Catherine Gunn, and I'm going to talk to you today about CT protocols in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, specifically about stroke imaging protocols. These are some pictures of Halifax. There's three pictures here of our downtown area and our Citadel, all, of course, taken in summer when it's nice and warm. And these are some images of the QE2 Health Science Center. The QE2 Health Science Center is a fairly large hospital. It has 1,100 beds, and we have about 70,000 emergency visits per year. It's split between two sites, and one of our sites, the Halifax Infirmary, which is pictured here, has two CT scanners, and our other site has one CT scanner. So stroke imaging is, we've been doing it for a long time, but a protocol that we have now that's relatively new is quite time sensitive. So we know now that if we administer TPA within about 3.5 hours of the symptom onset, we can actually have great improvement on recovery. So the way it works is that patients are assessed by emergency health services en route to the hospital, and if it's determined that we're activating the stroke protocol, we try to get them into the CT scan room within 25 minutes of arrival. What that means is often that the CT scanner sits open waiting for that patient to arrive. What we do for the stroke protocol is we use a Siemens Somatome Flash. It's a dual energy 256 slice scanner, and this is an image of one here. And we do three CT scans. The first one we do is a non-contrast head. That will rule out intracranial hemorrhage. And the next one is, if we determine that it is an ischemic stroke, is we do a CT angio of the head and the neck. And this will show where the occlusion is, and it helps us to map out the perfusion scan. The last one is a CT perfusion, and with this scan, what we do is we inject contrast media at about 5 mL/s, and we measure three things. We measure the cerebral blood volume, the cerebral blood flow, and we measure the mean transit time. So this is a few images taken from a case, and what you can see here is that we've got three images of a non-contrast head, and in this case there actually is no ischemic or no hemorrhagic stroke, so the protocol will go ahead. In the CT angio of the head and the neck, you can see here that we're using it to localize where we have a filling defect. So way over on this side here where the arrow is pointing to, you can see that we don't see any contrast media. We don't see the bright white that we see on the opposite side. And what that means is that that vessel is occluded. So we have complete occlusion of the left common carotid artery. This is just a coronal reformat of that, and with the arrow again is showing an occlusion of that artery. We can also do axial maximum intensity projections and then reconstruct those in sagittal and coronal as well. And what we see here on the maximum intensity projection is that we actually have some collateral filling in and around the middle cerebral artery area, but there's a definite deficit that we don't see on the right-hand side. And then we move to the CT perfusion. So this is a cerebral blood flow image, and we're actually assessing the penumbra or the area around the infarct so that we can see what sort of tissue is salvageable. So we look at that, and as you can see from the colors here, we've got purple and blue, and it's very different than on the right-hand side. So we actually have a deficit there in the left temporal lobe. If we change it to the cerebral blood volume image, we see very much the same thing, and this is specifically in the area of the middle cerebral artery where it's blue and purple. And then we move to the mean transit time, or the time that it takes for the contrast to peak in the area. And so this is a graphical representation, and you can see all up and down here where it's red, it's taking a lot longer for the contrast media to get there than on the side that's green. And so we can look at that, and then they can actually measure which areas can be revascularized. So what's the future of CT stroke imaging? Right now, we know that if we can get to it within a few hours, we can improve the outcomes for patients. There's actually a trial going on. It's a three-year trial in Western Canada right now in Edmonton, where we have a CT scanner inside an ambulance, and we can actually assess the patients in the ambulance. So that is going on at the moment. It started in December of 2016, and it will run for 3 years. It does open up a lot of questions as to who is actually operating the CT scanner in the ambulance, but definitely can be something for the future. So thank you very much for your attention.